Smile at me.
You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
You know the bed feels warmer. Kill you makes you stronger.
Kelly Clarkson on Trail Mix 103.1. That was Stronger. And hey, good morning. If you're just starting the day, thank you for bringing me with you, whether it's on the Civic Media app or the radio in your car. And if you are listening in your car, just have that Civic Media app ready. I'll follow you to work. But I'll stay here in the studio. Okay, here's Dead or Alive. And coming up, we're looking at sports that you can hear elsewhere. Here's You Spin Me Round.
I said, my sights on you.
I know I want it.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Then the stroke's the word. Don't take no rhythm. Don't take no style. Got a thirst for killing. Grab your body. Woo! Put your right hand out. Give a firm handshake.
Ace of Base with The Sign, helping us start our morning here on Trail Mix, helping you start your morning. And thank you for being here. Billy Squire was there a moment ago with The Stroke. And go figure, Gray's talking sports today, even on this side of the hour. Actually, though, I want to point you to where you can hear sports programming on a regular basis, once per week specifically. Not here, though, because I talk sports elsewhere. They actually, Civic Media Network has added a sports program to the lineup every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. You may have heard me mention Make the Call. I and a couple other guys from the Civic Media Network and the Civic Media Sports Department in particular are grouping up every week, every Saturday morning, 7 a.m. The best station to listen to might be Hayward's station, WBZH The Buzz, but it's just as easy as listening to Trail Mix or to any of our stations through that Civic Media app. Just find The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Saturday mornings at 7. We focus on specifically Wisconsin sports, whether that's Packers, Badgers, Bucks, Brewers, but also like the Wisconsin Interathletic Conference among the UW system, WIAC specifically, Wisconsin D3 schools, eight-man football. One of our main guys is the Civic Media Sports Director and is also a coach of an eight-man team in a small town here in the state. And one of the other cool things about the program is the four of us come from kind of scattered portions, the four corners of the state, if you will, if the state wasn't shaped like an old man with a crooked nose. You get the idea. We cover the whole state. Both in geography and in sports talk without getting too serious or pretending like we disagree for the sake of content. So tune in on WBZH 7 a.m. every Saturday morning. We start with the top seven at 7, and from there, I'll leave you to judge. Local news and weather are coming up next here on Trail Mix with Murray Head and the Police.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Badgers basketball in the spotlight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports College Hoops. The Badgers men's basketball team getting ready to host Campbell University out of North Carolina next Monday night at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin ranked 24th in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard, are the Badgers getting some national attention at the start?
Well, I think it's always been on the national radar. Whether you're ranked or not varies from year to year and varies within the year. I think this program is very well respected nationally. I think it's been extremely stable and extremely consistent over the last 25 plus years. So whether you get ranked right away, how high you get ranked, really that's irrelevant. You still have to go play the games.
Baseball, game four of the World Series continues tonight in LA. The Dodgers winning last night over the Blue Jays 6-5 in a game that lasted 18 innings. Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run. The Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani, getting on base 9 times, a postseason record with 2 home runs. With Sports on, Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 103.1 Trail Mix, and I'm Austin Brume, here with your local news highlights. A new study on behalf of Trace One has identified the U.S. counties and states with the highest agricultural losses due to natural disasters. The study noted that Price County farms, on average, lose $35,000 a year to natural hazards. The increased frequency of natural hazards has created a challenging environment for farmers. However, the effects of climate and weather-related disasters are not uniform, varying greatly depending on location. To pinpoint when these events are having the greatest impact on farmers and the nation's food supply, researchers conducted an in-depth analysis of the latest data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, finding that drought is the most common cause of economic loss in the agriculture industry. Federico Fontanella, the author of the report, stated, quote, "Nationally, the increasing frequency of natural hazards and severe weather events is driving larger annual losses for farmers. Across the country, drought and hurricanes are the primary contributors to these agricultural losses. Fortunately for Wisconsin, and Price County in particular, the risk of natural disaster-related agricultural losses is far below the national average. The expected annual loss rate, defined as the ratio of expected annual agricultural losses to total agricultural value, is just 0.2% in Wisconsin and 0.1% in Price County, compared to a national average of 0.7%. The types of risks farmers face in Wisconsin also differ, with flooding, strong winds, and cold waves posing the greatest threats to agriculture in the region," end quote. Price County is expected to lose $35,325 in total, with $99 expected loss per farm annually, with the worst natural hazard for agriculture being strong wind. I'm Austin Bermain. These have been your local news highlights on Trail Mix 103.1. For more news, visit trailmix.fm.
Forward Bank knows that trust isn't given, it's earned. As a mutual bank, Forward Bank doesn't answer to Wall Street. They answer to you. That means profits are reinvested locally, right here in our community, helping families and businesses thrive. From personal services to financial, it's stability you can count on. Here to build your trust every step of the way. Because at Forward Bank, it's banking that moves you and your community forward. Visit today and see how mutual makes a difference. Stop in or check them out at forward.bank. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwi.com. That's parkmanorwi.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point with a high right around 55 here this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers are low, dropping to around 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys. size rating, the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pearls ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden oyster. A little fish, a little history. I can feel an angel sliding up to me. One night in Bangkok makes a hard man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy.
For Park Falls and Glidden, this is Trail Mix 103.1.
Just fall apart. Baby, we can make it if we're heart to heart.
Starship on Trail Mix. That's Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. We're gonna have fun tonight. I need some Wang Chung in my life today. It's Tuesday. I haven't had my weekly dose of Wang Chung, and so we're gonna reinforce the facts as far as music from the 80s, the 90s now goes, which is that everybody has fun when Wang Chung is on the scene. We've also got Sorta Sports coming up. Nike has some interesting ideas that takes some interesting inspiration from fantasy movies or sci-fi. What is Back to the Future? Here's Wang Chung.
I drive a million miles to be with you tonight. So if you're feeling low, turn up your radio. The words we use are strong. They make
Trail Mix 103.1.
Shaking cold, these hands are meant to hold.
Think you'll bend when all you gotta keep is strong. Move along, move along. When all you gotta keep is strong, move along like I know you do. And even when your hope is gone, move along, just to make it through.
The right mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Fears. That's Shout here on WPFP. We just heard from the Dazz Band with Let It Whip and the All-American Rejects with Move Along. Move Along? Uh-oh. It's too early to be falling apart, man. I haven't even gotten to the football hour yet. Move Along. There's a G at the end of that. Anyway, sort of sports today. Nike seems to be creating powered running shoes. I made a joke in the last hour about them stealing ideas. Please understand, that's not what they're doing at all, and it's pretty common sense to say that. I was being humorous and doing a bad job of it when I mentioned that. Don't lawyer at me, please. Thank you very much. But it does look very similar to some footwear that I remember seeing in Back to the Future. Anyway, engineers at Nike are working on Project Amplify, which features shoes as the basic foundation of this, but there's also a motor, a drive belt, and a battery system that'll help you walk, kind of. I don't know if they'll be allowed to say that, or if I'm even allowed to say that's what it does, because that might be some medical claim. You get the idea, though. I'm looking at pictures and descriptions, and it's kind of tough to tell exactly how this is supposed to work, and I don't think that's by accident. But looking at the pictures, the picture, it's like a normal shoe, and then there's kind of a brace that kind of would hold your ankle, and it starts at your heel and then hooks around the front to the shin. So it kind of spirals up your leg on a half turn, and then it connects to like a cuff or a brace that goes around your calf. So like it's kind of like a shoe with a brace that goes up your leg, but there's a hinge at the ankle, and coming down from that hinge are some strings, and it looks like there might be a motor round about that hinge. And I think, based on my assumptions, that's kind of where the action happens. I think basically the motor will pull on those cords, which will point your toes for you, push them, point them downwards. So, I mean, it's the same motion you make when you step, but assisted with a motor. Now I'm just wondering how long it's going to be before someone has those motors way too strong and we end up with something more like a Saw movie. Sorry for the mental image, but Nike, it's your responsibility. Good luck. That's sort of sports on Trail Mix.
Leaning into local radio. Trail Mix 103.1.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway always community-minded, and this month doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard, we're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a Dropbox down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out a credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467, and I'm going to 762-2467.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on trailmix.fm/contest-terms.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point with a high right around 55 here this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers are low, dropping to around 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
All right, it's been sports all hour, but yeah, we're still going for football in the 8 o'clock hour. That's how we roll. And we'll even shoehorn in... Oh, did you see what I... Yeah, we already shoehorned in some Nike footwear. Let's get back to the music before I hurt somebody with these bad jokes. Here's Right Here, Right Now.
A woman on the radio talks about revolution when it's already passed her by. Bob Dylan didn't have this to sing about, you know it.
Right now, watching the world wake up from here.
listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to ride and to hype me? It feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such, and this is a beat you can't touch. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this.